21 and a half minutes now past 3 o'clock. I got a WhatsApp from an acquaintance of mine who is a listener to Cape Talk, who said, I was trapped doing 93 kilometers an hour in a 60 kph urban zone. I have a notice saying that there is no admission of guilt fine that can be paid and that I have to appear on a court, in a court on a date that will be made clear to me when I get a summons to appear in court. I'm not disputing the fact that I was speeding. I don't want to avoid my financial punishment. I just want to avoid the crowded courtrooms. I want to avoid the queues. I want to avoid getting caught up in all of that. So is there a way I can short-circuit the process and just say to the authorities, I'm guilty, how much do I owe you, what account must I pay it into? I sent that to J.P. Smith of the City, who responded in a WhatsApp to me in this way. This is due to national legislation that changed, where the national minister changed the laws and no longer permits the local authorities to issue you with a speeding fine if you've exceeded the speed limit by 30 kilometres an hour in an urban area, and the person is now compelled to appear in court, and the magistrate is compelled to suspend their driver's license. Howard Dembowski is the founder and chairperson of the Justice Project of South Africa. Howard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, John, and good afternoon to the listener.
Is that how you understand the process as well, that 30 Ks or more than an urban speed limit and bye-bye your license?
Well, more than 30 kilometres an hour on a road in an urban area and more than 40 kilometres an hour on a road outside of an urban area or on a freeway, the person is required to appear before a magistrate and if found guilty, the magistrate must, according to Section 35 of the National Road Traffic Act, suspend that person's driving license for a minimum of 6 months on the first occasion, for a minimum of 5 years on the second, and a minimum of 10 years on the third.
Minimum of 5 years on the...
Yes.
No license for 5 years.
Yes. Now, I think, and rightly so, that the National Road Traffic Act regards certain road traffic offences as being very, very serious issues. And if you think about it, driving at that 93 kilometres an hour over the speed limit in an urban area could be regarded as being reckless driving, if you think about it.
Oh, no, it is. And the my acquaintance is not trying to wish away any responsibility for it.
Yes, indeed. Personally, I have a little bit of an issue with this, and let me tell you what that issue is. It is, if the Metro Police or the Traffic Department set up a physical operation and they catch people doing that, they will arrest that person and cart them off to police cells, and then you don't get to avoid any crowds at all, I can assure you. And then they would make you appear in court the following day or a few days later, after having taken your fingerprints. And not only will you suffer the imprisonment that goes with that arrest, but if you are convicted, you will get a criminal record. Now, here is the kicker, and this actually irritates me no end. If they catch you on a camera, you do not suffer arrest. And if you are convicted, you generally do not suffer the imposition of a criminal record when you are convicted. And the reason for it is because of the South African Police Service policy that they will not register a criminal record against you, particularly unless your fingerprints have been taken and a docket has been opened.
And Howard, again, I really do not want to excuse my acquaintance. I think it is reckless. And, whatever the excuse was, sometimes you kind of forget that you're on an urban road. I don't know how you forget that. But anyway, is a 5-year license suspension, in your view, a punishment that fits the offense?
Well, as I said, that was on second conviction.
Yeah.
On first conviction, it's a minimum period of 6 months.
Oh, okay. Sorry, okay. I misunderstood there. All right.
Okay. Yes, in my view, it does. Although, I would far prefer to see that person being sentenced to work in a trauma unit for a period of, let's call it 6 weekends, then this insatiable desire that we have to beat people senseless. I think that the idea of restorative justice is a very good one, but we just don't use it in South Africa. And, you know, to be frank with you, you regard that speed as reckless in an urban area, and yes, it could be. And I say it could be, because I've seen some dual carriageways with 60 kilometer an hour speed limits, where there are two lanes in each direction with the center medium in the center, and one doesn't know why that speed limit is there. But let's all ask one question of the authorities. When last was a person arrested and convicted for driving at more than 30 kilometers an hour past a school at opening or closing times? And unfortunately, these are the little issues that come into it, where this irrational focus on speed starts to become a less black and white thing and a more blurred thing.
Okay, so I mean,
let's dangerous.
Let's go back to the particular case, because I think people who might fairly routinely or occasionally go 30 k's above 60 or 80 in those zones within urban limits will be going, whoa. In your experience, Howard, is that 6 month sentence for a first offense always imposed? That the magistrate has no license to be more lenient than that?
I'm going to tell you that although it is peremptory, in other words, it is compulsory for the magistrate to suspend a person's driving license, I cannot think of when last it happened.
What tends to happen then?
What tends to happen is a person makes the representation, I need my driving license to make a living, please don't suspend it, and they essentially get off with a fine, and that's the long and the short of it. It appears to me, and this is with the greatest of respect to all concerned, that the entire purpose is to scare the living pajibas out of a person by making them appear before a magistrate with this threat of their driving license being suspended. And quite frankly, that's all it is. It's a threat.
Okay. But it's never a good idea to travel at 93 kilometers an hour in a 60K zone. I mean, I appreciate that there are roads where it seems completely and utterly ridiculous that speed limit should be what the speed limit is. But generally, to go 30 kilometers or 40 kilometers an hour higher than the speed limit suggests a kind of contempt for law?
Yeah, it does in a way. And I'd just like to correct one thing that J.P. Smith said, because the National Road Traffic Act is very clear. It's more than 30 kilometers an hour over the general speed limit in an urban area, and more than 40 kilometers over the general speed limit outside of an urban area or on a freeway. So, in other words, it is not a posted sign. So if we do have that example that I explained to you, where the speed limit is 80 kilometers an hour, for example, and a person is driving at 111 kilometers an hour, it is not those circumstances that a person should be summoned and appear in court, because the general speed limit, and unfortunately a lot of South Africans don't seem to realize this, but the general speed limit is 60 kilometers an hour in a road on an urban area. On a road in an urban area, 100 kilometers an hour on a road outside of an urban area, and 120 kilometers an hour on a road outside there, which is a freeway, with regardless of whether the freeway is in a an urban area or not.
Okay, I do need to say goodbye and thank you, because we're already a couple of minutes late for news. But we do appreciate your time on the radio this afternoon, Howard Dembowski, the founder and chairperson of the Justice Project of South Africa.